Sairam, dear listeners, this is Karuna Munshi welcoming you to another episode of Tryst with Divinity. Tryst with Divinity is our ongoing series of conversations with Baba's devotees from around the globe. Under the spotlight today is Mrs. Vimala Shyam of Bangalore, India. This interview was recorded at the Radio Sai Studios on December the 14th, 2013. Please enjoy. Now, Vimala ji, you're a traditional Hindu lady, you're a homemaker, and Swami gave you this huge responsibility, I understand, of one time becoming his ambassador to the Middle East countries, where your job was to set up service projects and organize devotees to self-society selflessly. It's very unconventional and unheard of in those Islamic countries. How did it happen?
Actually, this has happened. First thing is, it started like this. When I went back to Vrindavan, I joined Sevadal. And it went on for some time. That experience is also that. But further, as I go forward, I started thinking but just doing service in Vrindavan is not a service. Beginning, I thought that is service. Once I joined Vrindavan, I started cleaning. My heart said, this is not service. It's like my Swami's, my own. I'm doing in my own home. That cannot be a service. Service is to, others in different level is service, not this service. My mind was not satisfied. Then I started organizing. That 5 years very unique. I was really, Swami guided me. I can say trained me, because I was talking to Swami, asking his permission for everything. I started doing medical camps, various service projects I started undertaking. Before that, I had an interview with Swami project which one of my friend has taken in Bangalore. She wanted to build a mandir. She was my close friend. And she said, you have to be with me for this, because I don't know much about it. And Mrs. Sarojama has asked me to stand with her because she doesn't know much of Swami's, but she wanted to do a big project. She said, you can be, because she is your friend. When Swami came, she called both of us inside for an interview. That time, I asked Swami for the service projects to undertake. Swami, I want to do service. Swami said, why service? Take care of home, children, enough. Why you want to do service? I caught hold of Swami's chest. Swami, no, Swami, I want to do some service. Please permit me to do service. Swami, looking intensely at me for some few seconds, for a long time he was staring at me, and then I said, okay, I give you. I say, yes, but on one condition, Swami said. Swami said, I want service, not quantity, quality service. On that basis, you can do it. This really a first advice and permission from Swami. Then when I started entering into seva activities of various levels, then I started realizing that quality is important. And actually, this is a very deep subject which I have taken with Swami. What is quality? What is quantity? And I went into deep. I realized as I'm doing seva, seva is nothing just to get some blessings or nothing like that. It should come from within heart. You must treat the other person as yourself. And your bhavana is more important than the work. And when you do service, it should be like you do to your own children, not like to your own family, not like doing to some other person. Then only that is complete seva will be done to the satisfaction of Bhagavan. this, I realized in a course of my taking up the service activities, step by step, because my fortune, I was very fortunate because I was Sevadal of Vrindavan. I was asking Swami directly. For all the projects, I used to talk to Swami. When I started the medical camps, I used to bring the doctors and introduce to Swami. Swami, these are the doctors. Because in and around Bangalore, 35 to 40 immunization camps I have undertaken. For that, I have invited the doctors who are not devotees. But with respect to see Swami, they used to come. Before starting the camp, I used to bring them there and ask them to stand near Vrindavan main gate where Swami enters into the main mandir. The left side, they used to stand in a row. 4, 5, 6 doctors, gents, ladies. I used to stand end of the, when Swami comes, I used to tell Swami, these are the doctors who will carry out my medical camp, Swami and all. Swami used to look at them. Yes, very good job you are doing. Manava Seva is Madhava Seva. Do it. Swami used to tell. And he used to come end of the, you are not a doctor. Swami used to make fun of me. So I used to like a small child, no Swami, I am not a doctor. And then he used to laugh and go away. So this is how I used to get interaction. Like a few projects I have undertaken. First and foremost, directly under Swami, 5 years. My entire, up till now, I have already told you, I used to believe that any project should be 5 years. So 5 years training has taken place in Vrindavan itself under Swami's direct directions. The first one is a medical cancer detection camp undertaken by Mrs. Sarojamma. For that, I worked very insistently because I used to go to the surrounding villages by walk and call the villages house to house. I used to go and call them, and I walked to all villages personally with few sevadals and invited them to come to this camp. And it was such a successful camp. And the day the Cancer Institute doctors arrived in, Swami was there in that time in the Vrindavan, and they all came. And so many villages have this habit. You just send one note, they don't come. If you go personally, they come. That I knew it, so that I went to house to house, so that we made a preparation, all could come. The Vrindavan was full of villages for this detection camp. Swami was so happy. Swami inaugurated this, and really 7 people were detected as serious cases, and everything really, that day was, even doctor said, we never seen such a huge crowd for detection camp, first time we are seeing. And it was so successful, and doctors were there, and I'm supposed to be very close to Swami, and he was talking to doctors, you have all detected and all, who is the doctor here? They all said, we are the doctors. I am the doctor. Swami said, I am the doctor. But I don't know whether they could have, but it really, I pondered when Swami says something, I go home and again put it to my mind and think, why Swami said this? And I, in a long way, when I am doing service, I used to get answers for all this. What Swami used to utter, you know, one word. And another thing is, when of course I've started raising very fast. Sarojamma started seeing my capacity of organizing. She started me a small leader in Vrindavan itself for a group of people, and it was really very unique, you know. Once what happened, Swami called us for a saris inside. And we were all sitting, and Swami looked at me and asked me to get up. So I got up. He said, go inside the mandir. I kept the saris, bring it here. And I brought the saris from there, and I thought I give it to Sarojamma. He started distributing from my hand only. Started distributed all the saris, and I forgot he has not given me. I started going back and keeping the saris. Suddenly Sarojamma said, Swami, you have not given her a sari. The lady who is carrying sari, oh, I have not given sari to her. This girl, she is very good. Sarojamma, you see, in future she will do lot of work in my organization, Swami told that time. That is the point when Sarojama started training me, putting me into a very important post, like acting state coordinator, like very engaged. She started giving me huge responsibilities where I could execute my work and so that I could get experience. She was telling, you are going to be the pillar of the organization. This is what Swami is. Please don't take in your head, but work towards it. Such a leader, though she was, you know, a leader of a type, which nowadays nobody listens like that. The way she's not worried about anything, but the discipline she was insisting was very, she's so deeply devoted to Swami. Then I realized why she talks like this, but I later realized so disciplined. One incident, if I can narrate, of this, during summer course, we were given, that time it's a new, you know, that is within that 5 years, my term period, that summer course time, she has given lady seva that duty to control the ladies when Swami goes out to the auditorium for the summer classes or summer lectures, evening some entertainment program used to be there, and he used to go. That time she used to put inside the Vrindavan where Swami comes out in the car, where the ladies run to Swami car to stop them, she used to give. Once we, 3-4 of our sevadals, we were standing, controlling. Swami's car came. Swami's car glass came down, and Swami said, "Why you are all standing here? The program is there. Why don't you come to auditorium?" We were excited seeing him calling. "Come there," he said. So we are excited. So everybody was there. We were here just to controlling them. When Swami called, we thought there's nothing more for that. We all ran there. But going there, realized Sarojama's eyes were really very angry looking at us coming there. She didn't say anything. She just kept quiet because a lot of crowd was there. She was controlling, kept quiet. And that evening, she called for a meeting. She said, she called us and asked, "Why did you come like that behind Swami's this thing called?" And we were very confident. We didn't do anything wrong because Swami called us. We had to go behind us. When Swami calls, we had to go. And then she didn't know that Swami called us. That's why she's asking, "Why did you come? Leaving the my duties there and coming like any other ordinary devotees, I'll remove your scarf immediately. Yeah, I don't need to save others like you coming behind Swami and coming there," she told. Then we said, no, auntie, Swami called us." "What? Swami called you? Then you should have told Swami, 'Swami, Sarojama aunty is given duty here. We don't come. Why did you come?'" She made us cry and says, "Apologies. If you do this, you will not be in Sevadal again." She said, "No, auntie, we'll never do this again. Sorry, we didn't know." "No, you should have told Swami that you are on duty. Why did you fall? You break the duty like this and go there." And so that day over, we never thought. The same day, next day, evening, again, same thing. Same day, Sarojama's history repeated. Swami made us to stand there. Again, Swami's car came. Again, Swami stopped the car in front of us. Again, he asked, "Yesterday, did I not tell you? This program is there. Why you are standing here?" We are all like, you know, "No, Swami, Sarojama aunty told, given duty here. We don't come there." "Swami, oh, Sarojama gave you duty, Papa." And he laughed and he went.
Poor things.
And see, this is a way of teaching Swami. Duty is more. We thought, who is Sarojama? Why she has told you to like this? That is our... No, Swami...
Duty, even number Swami's
he
word.
He respected her words. And I said, "Yes, duty, okay, Papa, really." And he went away. So there I learnt. It is not, duty is very important. Even Swami is bound by that. He wanted to, train us that we give, see, this is the initial training I got like that.
How did you land up in Middle East though? Was your husband working there?
No, it so happened I was raising a lot of service projects in Bangalore. really 500 ladies were called for the duties. There was no sevadal before when only Brindavan 25 sevadals were allotted. I am now among the 25 permitted by Swami with permission, and they are not allowed to come to Bangalore service activities. When I was appointed as Bangalore city coordinator in 1993 by Dr. Padmanabhan was my district president. So he asked me to create service activities, service oriented ladies in Bangalore. So I started touring Bangalore samitis and started lecturing to them that service is so important that once in a week, instead of spending your leisurely times, wasting your gossiping here and there, you can give service 4 hours per week, some activities in Bangalore. Like that, you know, throughout Bangalore, I have raised when I became the service coordinator. The opportunity came, this service, that time the active members of Bangalore has come into being and it was inaugurated by Swami in Vrindavan. I told Swami, this is what I have done. And that time All India Balvikas program was going to take place in Vrindavan. So Alembic factory was a huge place was taken for the accommodation. So a huge set of sevadals are required. So that even our state president was hesitant because there was no sevadal in Bangalore. He wanted to call either in from Madras or Tamil Nadu or Andhra Pradesh. They were discussing. Then I told my state president, "No, sir, I am going to bring the active members for this service." He said, "Really?" He couldn't believe. I said, "Yes, you bring." But I told Swami, everything I used to bring to Swami's notice. Swami, for this I have created. He said, "Okay, bring them." When I brought, they were organized in Kalyan Mandap, all the ladies who had entered this active member. So that day, I was standing with, I had 4 coordinators for 4, I divide Bangalore into 4 zones, and 4 zonal coordinators were with me. And Swami came there, and I invited for me to come to already information through our Dr. Padmanabhan has given that ladies there, he has to inaugurate. So Swami knew that we are going to invite him to this. So Swami finished in the hall and he came towards me and he started walking into the, we started escorting Swami. I was walking behind me, 4 coordinates walking. Swami suddenly turned towards me and said, "What is service?" Like question he asked. I said, "Spontaneously, service is sadhana, Swami." Swami nodded. And few steps ahead we went. Again, Swami turned to me. "Service to whom?" Swami said. "Swami, service to the society." Swami nodded again. He went inside.
He approved of your answers.
He questioned me. I was questioned before introducing the service-oriented people to Swami, whether I understood what is service. It came spontaneously because it was my life and it came without, I never knew how Swami could, I spontaneously I gave the answer. Swami nodded, went inside and he inaugurated and 500 ladies from all wings were there, gathered, and Swami was, I told everybody not to ask any questions to Swami when Swami was going through this because we want to hear from Swami his guidance. And Swami went back, in spite of my instructions, somebody asked, "Swami, why did you, you were looking like a human being, but they say you are Narayana. This is the question they asked. But you look like a human form." He said, I am the same. Your eyes are closed. You can't see me as a Narayana." This is the words of Swami. Mm-hmm. Answer he has given. And he walked towards the front. And he closed. While he was going, "Swami, this Balvikas program is coming. And how do we look after the candidates, delegates who are coming?" I asked Swami. How do we look after them? Swami said, "Look after them. They're like your children. They should feel that they have come to mother's place. They should get the feeling of that they have come to mother's place." Like that. So finally, our group who have been oriented worked for 10 days to the pleasing Swami, how beautifully they worked. They all, before leaving, they all said, we have come to Mother's place. It is, we felt like that we are, then I really happy that I heard this from their mouths, that they said they have come to Mother's place. This what Swami said, we have fulfilled. And Swami was very happy, said the best. Sevadals, they have executed a very good work. And I was not there when Swami was talking, and because I was managing in Alembic factory, people came running and told me that Swami is praising the Sevadals who are doing here. And I said, "Who? I see, I heard," because I'm so much involved in my, mind was not registering that much, that the praises that not mattered. But they came and shaking my hand, congratulating me. All the top leaders came and congratulated me. Vimla, you don't have rebirth. You see, you will be there. I looked up to the sky and I said, what I am going to do there? I don't go there. I will be with Swami serving. I don't want all that, whatever you are showing up and all. They started laughing. It ended like that. So after doing this service, seeing that, I came to Puttaparthi. I used to come to Puttaparthi for guidance from Swami, because various projects have opened up. Four coordinates I brought here, and I had an interview with Swami. In that interview, suddenly Swami opened up. See, we are explaining to Swami all this. It's okay, but I have a work for you. You have to go to Dubai. I was shocked, because there was no mention.
Did you even have a passport at that time?
No, nothing. I don't know anything.
Never traveled outside India.
Outside, first time I'm hearing, because I never traveled except Swami and that world. I never knew what he's telling, you know. First time I could not touch. I think he's joking. Something he's joke like that. He said, no, you are going, you have a work there. I'm going to give you. And all were shocked. All were started protesting, my coordinators. Swami, you can't send. We have taken so much big, huge projects, and she's going. No, Swami, we can't go. He said, no, she has to go. And she said, appoint the one more senior, Kusuma Mohan. She's came as a, you appoint her. She's a senior, most first, say, lady Sevadal. She was with me. She was also one of the coordinators. You appoint her, train her, and you leave. I could not make what Swami was talking about, because I have no inclination, no idea at all going away. How do I go? Swami, me going? Yes, you are going. Your husband is going. And everything Swami is telling. And they were all very depressed. And I also don't know. I came out because we couldn't say anything. Yes, Swami, just we nodded and I came out. Coming out, I started crying. Mr. Shauri came. Why you are crying, Vimla? I said, Swami said, I have to go to Dubai. Some of the VIPs started laughing. Everybody excited if they are going to Dubai. Why this girl is crying? I cried. She said, why Swami is telling me to go to Dubai? And Swami told everything he told. Dubai decision is made, you bring your husband and I'll bless. You can go. I said, yes. And I don't know, really, to be frank, there is no information how he was working in Bangalore. And when I went back, suddenly got a phone call. Next day or after 2 days, got a very call from Dubai. My husband applied 2 years back to a Dubai job in Dubai. People were calling him, see, we need you very urgently. Your qualification suited very urgently. Within 1 month, you are reporting in Dubai. My husband was surprised. I said, please, I told, please go. Swami told you have to go to Dubai. I don't know, you go. Everything worked out very fast. Within 1 month, he had to leave to Dubai. Before Swami said, you come to Dubai. We came. That day was a Sunday and a Deepavali day. That was 2005, I think. Deepavali day, I came. Everybody started laughing. Everybody came to know Swami has said this. And how come you are coming Sunday and Swami is going to call you or anything? We didn't have much time. But believe it or not, Swami called my husband. Called us inside. And he called, he told us, see, now you leave. After some time, your wife will come there. You, because I don't want to send her alone. She should not be alone. So she has to be with her husband. So you go there and then she will be followed. She will come later, settling her children. She will come. You go and he blessed her, gave him a Swami went inside, brought his gown and gave him as a blessing. And he left. After that, Swami, I didn't know what I am going to do. Because I thought Swami, maybe I must have made a mistake. Swami wants to send me there so that I can, he send me to the distance because I'm so much attached to Swami in Vrindavan. I didn't want to go. Then, I didn't know what to do in Dubai. Swami went to, he came to Bangalore, went to Kodaikanal. And in Kodaikanal, again I followed because I had another project to discuss with Swami, that Sai protein we were started in the schools for children. So I wanted to tell Swami about that. So I went there, followed Swami. There Swami again called for an interview. Well, you come with a gang or what? Swami asked. But we all went inside and there our coordinators were crying, Swami, please don't send her. Swami was very firm. No, she has a work there. She has to go. And Swami briefed me half an hour there, what I am supposed to do. She said, you are leaving. I told Swami, I don't have father-in-law, mother-in-law, my son is the only son. How do I leave? No, I take care. Swami, my children, I take care. Everything Swami said, I take care. My mother, I don't have father, only my mother's. I take care. Swami said, no, you are leaving. Swami very adamant, you must go there. And then Swami said, after going there, Swami first said, you have to speak in English. You have to address people. You have to teach them in English, Swami said. And take care of your vocabulary, Swami said.
Spoken English classes.
And then he said, there, once you go there, you should not tell my name or organization. You must open up service activities without telling my name and organization.
That was his clear instruction.
Clear instruction.
He knew the laws in those countries.
Yes. I didn't know. Uh-huh. Just I heard from Swami, whatever, I heard everything clearly, what Swami said. And then said, okay, Swami. Then after that, we came back. Then when he came to Bangalore, he called Muni Ji and asked my both the children to admit into school. She said, Mataji is going to America, he said. And I was surprised, America.
Instead of Dubai, he made it America.
I was surprised, he's telling America. And then after that, both the children were admitted. And then he told your mother-in-law, you keep someone. I had my own house, so I appointed some family to come there to take care of her. She will be all right, she said. She will be all right. Then you leave. And the July time, I had to go. You know how hot it is.
50 degrees.
I came for the last. Swami said, still you are sitting here. I used to sit next opposite to Mrs. Shauri because from Karnataka, we used to allow to those times to sit there. And he came and loudly said, still you are here. Hurry up, he said. I said, my goodness, I preponed my date of flight and I went to Dubai. I didn't know how to go by aircraft or this thing, you know. So I don't know how to fly and all that. One of my friend, she said, you come to Madras. One of my sister-in-law is, she goes into the airport authority. She will tell you how to go and all. I will help you out. So I went to Madras. From the Madras, I had to take a flight to Dubai. To Bahrain to Dubai. Like that, she arranged everything. So she told me, you don't go in escalators, you don't know, you go on the steps. She gave me, Bahrain is a very big airport, she gave me the plan. Straight you have to go, take a right turn, take a left turn, and there you, and your flight, the entry will be there, gates will be there, you'll be seated waiting there, 2 hours gap will be there, you wait there, and then they'll announce, you go inside. All that instruction I got, I went to Dubai, and I landed, and my husband was there already. He received me. I entered Dubai thinking that So as Swami said, everything, I can go to center and tell them, the, because he's already indicated to the chairman, Mr. J.B. Chetram, that she will be coming to Dubai for, he also know that I'm coming, but he was not there when I went there.
Which year was this?
I went there on 2006. Mm-hmm. And 1 month he was not to be seen in the, I went to the center, Dr. Acharya, now the director of our general hospital, was the vice chairman there that time. He was entertaining me, he told me that you stay back, he will come there. And after 1 month he came there and he told me, he called me. I told Swami has told, I know Swami has told, you know Vimla, you have not knowing this country, this is a very strict country, a lot of restrictions are there. If you make one mistake, because till then in Dubai, there's only Balvikas and Bhajans, and no service activities. You cannot open service. You either you join Balvikas, as Swami said, or Bhajan. If you want, I can give you any work, but not service, which is to go into the, you know, it's very dangerous here. One mistake, we are all deported from this place. You are spoiling the whole thing. You don't know. Swami has sent you, but you have never traveled. You don't know about this. You have come with the Swami's instruction and you are going to do. He never allowed me. He said, I also was very adamant. Swami said, you do service. If you give me service, I do. Otherwise, I don't do anything. Like this, you know, tug of war. He was not allowing me and I am not doing the other things. He like went on for 3 months. I was fed up because I was not interested in Dubai, seeing its beauty and all that. I don't know. I was so keen on to carry out Swami's mission. After 3 months, Dr. Acharya and with other 14 members, they also were coming. Along with them, I came to Parthi to tell Swami, this is not possible here. Because what Swami told, not possible, because they're not allowing me to do. When chairman doesn't allow, how do I go about it? Then I came back and I said, Swami was surprised. My Swami came to the, he was surprised to see me sitting in the line. You came back. Why? He said, Swami, I want to talk to you urgently. I want to talk to you something. Swami said, that is during birthday time, 14th of November. Swami said, oh, okay, I will call you. Swami understood, realized, okay, I'll call you. How many of you come? He asked. With me, I traveled with 14 members of Dubai, Swami. Doctor, okay. Next day he came, he said, call 14 members. Were there, so call them, all of them. He said, you come. We went inside after sitting this, and Swami was asked me, why did you come back? Swami, after you sent there, they are not, the chairman is not allowing me to work. Whatever, I can't carry out any service activities or whatsoever because he is not permitting me. Oh, he told all of them, they're sitting, 14 of them. Dr. Acharya was also there in that interview. And I was thinking always, I am like Hanuman, crossing the ocean, carrying Rama's message and like, you know, some work of Lord. Swami told all of them, she's like Arjuna. She's carrying out my instructions. Why they're not allowing? Okay, I'll talk to the chairman. You don't worry. So he went inside again, gave me another Swami's gown. Threw at me, now you go back. I'll talk to your chairman. And Mr. J.B. Chetram is to come and sit in the veranda. I came back happy, content. Oh, now that things move. So I came back, sat there, and waiting for Swami to talk to chairman. Chairman came, sat there. Swami was coming, going, no talk, nothing. No, he was not called. He was not spoken, nothing. I was, no sign of Swami talking to him. And birthday is over. My time was going back also came. My visa was getting over because I had a residence visa. I knew it. I had to get back. And I was really, the last after birthday, I sat in the front and I wanted to tell Swami. That day I sat, Swami came straight, was walking. I wanted to, I kneeled down and tried to tell Swami. Swami ignored me and went away. Really, I was in my mind, really, I got up thinking, I was angry with myself. I was really frustrated. I said, Swami, this is too much. You send me there to go and work, and they are not allowing to work. Now time is over. You said you would talk to him, and that man is very adamant. He is not allowing me. What am I supposed to do? Okay, I'll go then and sit, do what you want. I can't help it now. I had to leave. I got up from there, and I started walking briskly. I was really, you know, thinking myself.
Upset.
And I went back doors near the Ganesha. I was going near Ganesha. I saw our chairman standing there. And he said like this, stop me, stop Vimla. What uncle, what is the problem? He said, no, in the name of Ganesha, you are going to work with me. I said, I came there to work with you only. No, you are taking Ganesha's name. Why you are taking Ganesha? No, you tell me. Yes, I take the Ganesha's name, that I'm good. And then definitely I'll, whatever this thing, I have come there for the sorries of Swami. Then he said, just now Swami told me in the veranda, she's very upset. She's going, stop her, tell her, you are going to give her permission. You are going to give, open up everything for her.
See, it helped to get upset. Sometimes it works, even with Swami.
So I went back. Then he created a group. He made me a service coordinator. And he asked me to, carry out the my whatever I'm Swami instructed me, asked me to. I made a group of people there and told them, all the devotees came. We had a one convention. I had a discussion with them, made a convention. I asked them to chalk out where are the places you can, service activity. That service coordinator, he told me, madam, this is a very rich country. It is not like India, as you think. There you can do whatever. Here everything is available. Whatever you mention, there is available. I said, when Swami says, there must be. Why then he has to ask me to open up service activities? There must be something. We will chalk out one by one. Okay, he said, he challenged me. Okay, I'll take you to the handicapped school there. I'll show you there is no need. There are machines, there are so much of resources which can help you. What your seva can do? He said, no. You come with me, I will show you. My conviction is more because I heard from Swami there must be something. So I took him to the got an appointment. She's an Arab director for that handicapped school. We went, we got an appointment, we went there. She called us, we both sat there, and I explained to her. Swami told, no, you should not tell organization name. I said, help ever hurt never. Our group has named, with our permission of chairman, I said, help ever hurt never, we paid. See, we are a group of friends, help ever hurt never. We want to help the handicapped children. Madam, please allow us to come and help. She said, what a miracle. I was flabbergasted. This lady is telling miracle. What miracle? And she said, see, 2-3 times I announced in the papers, I need volunteers. Nobody came forward. How come you came on your own and asking me? It's too great. But only thing, you have to be trained. Please get trained and then come. Then I was so happy. He was also flabbergasted. Okay, we came back and we found that our warden, madam, Mrs. Anita Nekra is there, no?
She, warden auntie's daughter.
Daughter from America. She was specialized. She was in Dubai that time. She was specialized in this, children. And she told me that she is going to train. And they organized in a hotel, our chairman, one group of enrolled people who are volunteering for this activity. And she is going to train for nearly 1 week. She trained. Even Arab ladies attended this. She has given. And our qualified volunteers have entered one area of handicapped. See, they said no. So, and then what is next? Next is old age home. She said, they told, no, it is run by the sheikh of, his king is running that. There's no dearth for anything. What you are going to do? I said, there must be something. Let us go and see. Then we will see what we can do. And Sharjah, there's no old age home in Dubai. There's in Sharjah. So we went there. It is really 1.5 hour drive from Dubai. They took me there. And they are actually following me because I have to show them a way, you know. So I went there to see what is there we can do in the. So Sharjah, we went and see that. So I started observing and all that old age home. And very old, very sick people, they used to come in and they were attended and all that. But when the food was served, they all left their families. They've given everything, full food, with all quality food. But nothing, one spoon they used to refuse. No. the lady used to see the time, that what is the time she's feeding, 5-10 minutes. They said, okay, take her. They're all malnutrition because they're never taking food. I was observing what is lacking there. Then I realized, I came back and told, they need somebody to feed them lovingly. That love is lacking. See, they are seeing the time and feeding the patients. We will feed with them. We will talk to the authorities that we give this service of feeding them. They were very happy. Anyway, it's so difficult to task it is to feed them. Believe it or not, that time when we took up this with our volunteers, how they started feeling with love, that love, you know, and they don't know the language. They were speaking Arabic, their Arabic language of heart, that love, which we were exchanging. They used to make them eat slowly, like, you know, talking to them, which they could not understand, but with actions and all that, you know, with love, they started responding, they started eating. Oh, authorities were flabbergasted. They wanted our team to come and feed them. Feeding for the is the service activity we have taken there. Like that.
Although they had plenty of nice food
and all this, they're lacking love.
Now, Sharjah is 1.5 hours from Dubai. How often did you do this seva?
Actually, we have divided because in all the Emirates, I started the centers, samitis are oriented so that we created the volunteers. So that, like, you know, one Emirate in rotation, they used to come. Okay. There are 6-7. So whole week, one hour, they come and give the feeding seva. So that we have divided like that. So that is
every day of the week.
That they come, the volunteers, to the particular time they come. Some of them even offer 1 or 2 times, 3 times. The homebound ladies will come and do. They used to drive. They used to come feeding time, and one particular time we used to come and feed them at least 1, not 2 times. In the evenings time was a very crucial time there because sleep. They used to go to, believe it or not, who they used to hug. The love they are showing, no word exchange because they can't speak English, we can't speak Arabic, but they used to hug and kiss, you know, like the grandmothers, these our volunteers. They used to wait, it seems, for our people to come and
I guess, and if they were well fed for dinner, they would get a good night's sleep on
a full stomach. That is how I found. And like this, you know, I started spotting the various, and we started another thing, Narayan Seva. All started laughing. What Narayan Seva? Food is in sumptuous here and all that. What is Narayan Seva? Because I was, probing into so many informations. Maybe Swami is opening up so much for me that I could get so much of information, like, you know, when Swami wills. Somebody told me that from India and Pakistan, people used to come and these agents used to cheat them. And they used to take away the, their passports and visas, and they would go without any work, and they used to get only one can of Pepsi per day, and they used to be in the camps, labor camps. They used to till their settles. They used to be in a very, you know, without much food. They used to be there. They used to take care, but not much of food was there. That I came to know, and I discussed on Indian embassy how we can go about this. They said, you can't go directly, you have to go through the embassy. Indian embassy can take care because Indian embassy is responsible for
immigrant workers.
Immigrant workers and all that. And then I started said, okay, we supply the provisions. Will you go and hand over to them? Yes, that has become the Narayan Seva. We all get together, like meeting. I called all the members of the organization and I told them, this is the work, who are interested. All pulled sumptuously rice, all whatever required for them has been collected and given to the embassy, and it will be given to the people who are suffering. It is a similar pattern. I opened all the GCC countries because I visited all the GCC countries. They invited me because after a few centers so I opened, I told them whether I am doing right or not, I have to go and ask for me. They said, we are also coming. So we all came to Vrindavan for 2 days only. All of us came. The day we landed only, Swami asked, why you all come? Swami, I want to talk to you about some projects we have undertaken, because I am also not whether I am doing, because whatever Swami is flowing, I was working. Swami said, okay, he called 2 days interviews for both, and in the interview all prepared and brought all the projects and given to Swami, showed to him, Swami, whether it is okay and all. Swami said, master plans, very good. He said, what we can do, that Narayan Seva, he approved everything, he is approved. Yes, very good. What all projects I opened up, he has approved of everything. He said, very happy. He blessed all of them. And next day also he called and said, very good, you carry on the works. That is how I got the approval. They should not think some lady came taking the name of Swami. See, though the chairman knows, all cannot be knowing that definitely Swami is, and Swami has given them, told them, this is what, it's okay. You okayed my projects there. So this is how I carried the projects there.
So how was your English coming along, the vocabulary? You were talking to a lot of people, giving talks, inspiring, being a team leader. How was that going?
Yes, it is, you know, it is very spontaneous. Something which is very unique, I can tell you about this. Wherever I go, whatever I do, because every country when invited, they have given 2 or 3 days, 2 days to the maximum, where they cannot collect the people in one place. They have to make it small groups.
Yes.
Because
of the laws there.
The laws are very, they don't want any groupie. And also they used to make small. So I have to address people from morning till evening, 2 days full, different groups and
yes.
different
various small groups.
Small groups. And Karunaji, I don't know that flow from inside, how it came. I never carried anything, like, you know, all I spoke from my experience in Vrindavan, interaction with Swami, whatever I learned, that only I quoted, not from any book or anything. From my own experience, I am initiating them, because so much of 5 years of experience with Swami's training I have given. They were so happy that I was addressing, and every time the subject was changing. Every time I myself don't know what I am going to speak. The moment I go and stand in front of them and say, Om Shri Sai Ram, the subject is revealed to me. The words which was coming out, I myself used to pinch what is coming out of me. It is emanating all.
It's channeling.
Channelizing. Mm-hmm. And the flow was so good. I don't know what.
Vocabulary was
not
great.
Nothing.
Nothing to worry about.
And believe it or not, in my, such a top level Sai devotees who are chairmen of so many companies were seated. I was really pinching myself where I am addressing such a high class people was sitting and listening to me. And wherever I go, the ambassador of Swami is coming. Like that, they were really, what a welcome, what a... I was thinking of Swami, Swami, this is not me. It's definitely not me. I am such an ordinary person. When I went to Qatar, when I don't know who they are, I have not seen. And usually those countries we have to go with husbands. Here my husband could not accompany for so many reasons. They used to organize that. I mean, computer trainer. On that basis they used to take. For that reason I learned computers that time. Because I am a computer expert. That is how the visa used to tell. She is coming to give a training into computers. They used to call. And I used to show the visa and enter the country. I don't know even the devotees also, because all knew. They used to keep that Vimala Sham, that in the
play
reception
card.
Play card, and they used to receive me. And really, in Qatar, really tell you, such a big crowd gathered in the airport, at the airport. And when I entered the, you know, that country, I was, you know, received with such a big bouquet, like red, anybody sees some minister or some top.
Maybe a star from Bollywood is coming on a red carpet,
and
welcome.
And in the front car, I used to go on. 10 cars used to follow me. I said, Swami, this must be you only. I am not the one. I used to remind myself, this is not me.
Maybe
this is, you are using this instrument. This is not the way I should, you know, like, and how they used to, you know, listen to me, honor me. Like, you know, Swami's, what I realized is, you know, when in Kodaikanal interview room, I cried in front of Swami. Swami, I'm leaving you. What? You are leaving me? Where you are leaving me? You see me there. Mm-hmm. This is what I have seen. And the devotees, my goodness, some of them have not even come to see Swami. They become the devotees and what a devotion, 100% of devotion. What I have seen even in Dubai Center, when the bhajan start, what a quality of bhajans they are rendering, what a training they are undergoing. They are following Swami's principles like anything. And the chairman is very strict. Even one person, never mind, I don't allow. And the time, you know, the time of samiti is exactly the door will close. There, when the bhajan start, the doors will, all soundproof doors. So that door will close and nobody could enter. They can have to sit out. So people used to be in time so that they can be inside the, and quality of bhajans. And I saw the, even the photos were turning when they were singing the bhajans. That much of, and they never used to speak. They feel Swami sitting on the chair. Firstly, chair was there. Yeah. And they used to talk like, you know, when we, Swami seated there. Really, more than I am telling them, I learned so much. I know how they take Swami.
It's amazing.
Sairam, dear listeners, this is Karuna Munshi. You just heard part 2 of my interview with Mrs. Vimala Shyam of Bangalore, India. This episode of Tryst with Divinity with Mrs. Vimala Shyam of Bangalore, India was recorded at the Radio Sai Studios on December the 14th, 2013. We will bring you the final part of this conversation, same time, same place, next week. Please be sure to tune in. Your thoughts, comments and suggestions to this interview and to all Radio Sai programs are most welcome by email at listener@radiosai.org. Thank you very much for your company and please continue to stay tuned to our next program. Loving Sairam from Prashanti Nilayam.